it's not. I'm telling you, for this role to come into the office, we need the individual to come into the, for this role. We need the individual to come to the office, right? You're unable to come to the office, right? Part of it, we're not even disclosing. Like I said, we're not even disclosing why you can't come to the office. Like, hey, is this an option for your team? And it's a hard look. Knowing exactly what they work on, it's a hard no.
But I am able to possibly come to the office, like, with support, you know. Like, obviously yesterday when I first spoke to you, like, I didn't know that was going to be possible, but that there is some, like, you know, as embarrassing as it is for me as a 27-year-old man to say this, you know, that, you know, I can have a care worker come with me initially, or, you know, and they won't even need to be in the office, they could just be nearby, you know, in London or whatnot. And, you know, if that's what it takes to do for the first week, or the first 2 weeks, or even a month, I'll just pay that myself, because, you know, like, this job means so much to me, you know. Like, you know, I feel like I've put so much effort into this process, and granted, you know, you guys have too, obviously, with the interviews and that, and, you know, it's a massive opportunity. I just, you know, don't want to lose, to be honest, if that makes sense, you know.
I understand that, but can I just, you know, can I just be clear that we haven't even made a decision that we want to offer you yet?